AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Facebook says the suspension of Donald Trump's accounts will run for 2 years until January 7th, 2023. Facebook found the former president stoked violence ahead of the January 6th Capitol riot. Trump called the decision an insult. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki thinks the suspension will stick.
We learned a lot from President Trump, the former president, over the last couple of years about his behavior and how he uses these platforms. Feels pretty unlikely that the zebra is going to change his stripes over the next 2 years.
Psaki says Facebook is doing what it should do.
Any other platform that is disseminating information to millions of Americans has a responsibility to crack down on disinformation, to crack down on false information, whether it's about the election or even about the vaccine.
In a press release, Donald Trump said the country can't take this abuse anymore. After trying for more than 2 years, the House Judiciary Committee is questioning Donald Trump's former White House lawyer.
On Trump's orders, then White House counsel Don McGahn defied a 2019 subpoena to speak with the panel, which was investigating whether Trump tried to obstruct Justice Department probes into his campaign's ties to Russia. Special counsel Robert Mueller's report quoted extensively from interviews with McGahn, who described Trump's efforts to stifle the investigation. A federal court agreement led to McGahn's appearance today, but the deal also means members likely won't learn anything new. Both sides agreed McGahn would be questioned privately and only about what the publicly available parts of the Mueller report attribute to him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
559,000 jobs were added last month. The reaction from PNC Financial's Gus Fauché.
This is a good report. It's not a great report.
The economy's quick recovery has employers struggling to find workers. California Governor Gavin Newsom drew the first 15 winners of $50,000 prizes for getting vaccinated. This is AP News. EU and British officials are investigating Facebook and its classified advertising strategy.
The coordinated effort represents an escalation by European regulators in their battle to rein in the dominance of big tech companies. EU officials say they're looking into whether Facebook's vast troves of data on user activity give it an undue advantage. Britain's competition watchdog says its probe includes Facebook's online dating service. Meanwhile, Facebook says it will cooperate fully with the investigations to demonstrate that they are without merit. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Walmart says it will close its stores in the U.S. on Thanksgiving Day for the second consecutive year. The nation's largest retailer and biggest private employer said it wants to give workers time off for their hard work and dedication to the company. Other retailers are expected to follow Walmart's lead and close on Thanksgiving Day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.